And it's time for the business news now. Ko Taku Hoa e nāianei, ko Giles Beckford, who joins us live from Wellington. And topical as usual, Giles, we've been talking about power generation and, you know, the fact that we're coming up to a high demand evening tonight. But there's still some retailers who are miffed that Genesis and Contact were cleared of any blame for last year's power blackouts. This is August blackouts, is it?
Indeed it is. It's the Electricity Authority confirmed the interim decision it made earlier in the year, where it said basically Transpower got it wrong and the two companies couldn't be accused of being behind the blackouts or trying to profit from the spike in wholesale prices that occurred as a result. And of course, we're seeing a sort of a replay of that this evening in the warning that comes from Transpower. Interestingly, this time round, they've been much quicker, they've been much more specific. They send out the signals quite early, and they've got the signals back from the power companies that there's juice there if they need it. But some of the smaller retailers, one of them being Electric Kiwi, is always unhappy with the way the authority operates, and in particular the way it tends to favour the big power companies, the big generator retailer companies, Genesis and Contact in this particular instance. And Luke Blinko was talking to us earlier in the day saying this is just not believable, that the authority can suggest that it wasn't an undesirable trading situation, which is what they call it in the trade. Basically, that's where something happens and people say you can't have any confidence in the electricity system anymore because these people just ran it, they gouged it, they played it for their own ends at the expense of other users. He's been a perpetual critic of the authority and the way it's operated and a lot of its decisions over the past year. This one didn't find any favour with them either. He finds it quite unbelievable. He's talking about possibly we may take a judicial review. Now, I have to say that the Electricity Authority probably spends more on law bills and legal advice than a lot of other government bodies would, because they always seem to be at the tail end of somebody's judicial review or legal unhappiness about it. We'll see what transpires. It may be just him blowing off some steam, but you know, wait and see.
And this next topic, class action lawsuits, something that we probably normally associate with the US. So what's happening with that here?
Well, we've seen a few of them here, and I'll just bring a couple to mind. One is that the former investors of Ross Asset Management, which you remember was went down and failed, what, 10, 11, 12 years ago. And they, investors in there, claimed that the ANZ Bank, which of course was the backer of or the banker to Ross Asset Management, should have known what was going on. And if they didn't, then they were negligent anyway. And they should have taken steps to alert the authorities. Now, they've taken a class action against ANZ on that one. There are customers of ANZ and ASB taking class actions against them on credit card financing and conditions there and various payments. And the Law Commission has looked at the whole thing and said, look, we don't actually have a framework. We don't have legislative backing for this. It's hit and miss. It's whether the aggrieved parties can gather themselves together, whether they can find somebody, usually from Australia, to actually foot the legal case. And, of course, these people, they if they win, then, of course, they take a slice of any winnings. If they lose, then there are no fees paid for those taking the case. But the Law Commission says it's all unsatisfactory. We should be joining the international trend. And 40 other countries have got this sort of system for class action. So they're suggesting there should be a Class Action Act that would set the legal parameters, the tests that should be used there for cases that should go forward, how people join in and the like. Even suggesting that there should be a public fund. So where there are public interest cases that might be determined in a class action lawsuit, that perhaps the taxpayer would foot it. It's up to the government, of course. It's 420-odd pages long, so I think they may have a few other things on their plate before they get to it, but it raises interesting issues. And you know, the balance or the view from legal firms in the short term, at least, has been that they regard the recommendations as balanced, as fair, sensible. But then I suppose being lawyers, they would say that, wouldn't they?
And Joel, shall we take a quick gallop around the markets, please?
Share market, it's risen for a third day in a row. You know, praise the Lord on that one. Perhaps just a modest 21-point rise, but, you know, over the 11,000 barrier, so there's something psychological about that, perhaps. New Zealand dollar is sitting 63, in fact, it's a whisker under 63 US cents, 90.9 Australian, a farthing over 51 British pence, and for those who follow Bitcoin, it's hanging around 20,740 US a coin.
Thanks, Giles. Ka kite. That's Giles Beckford with Business There.